Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Shift the Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Green for LeBron. Lob City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from their eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. I take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer, at the wall.
Take a look around.
My goodness, an absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush with a big hole, hurtling a defender, and there he goes. And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins.
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's another Thursday night and another edition of the Southernmost Sports Wrap. And I got my friend Hootie on. How you doing, Hootie?
Doing great, man. We're doing good.
We got some sports on today. We have four baseball games on, two over. Just incredible. The Giants actually came back. No home team won in that series. Giants dropping the first two at home, then winning the next three in Cincinnati. Buster Posey grand slam, so they advanced to the NLCS. The other game that went on was the Nationals and the Cardinals. The Nationals walk off in the ninth inning with a Jason Worth home run. We have two games on right now. I believe it's in the bottom of the 10th, 1-1 Baltimore, New York. That's in New York. Yankees looking to close it out. So we'll see. If they lose, then there's a game five when I take home. And the other game going on is in, I believe, the bottom of the fifth, Detroit and Oakland. Detroit winning their two at home. And then Oakland winning last two. So this is actually the fifth game. So we're going to take when it goes on to the ALCS to face either the Yankees or the Orioles. And right now we have the football game on today, Pittsburgh and Tennessee, post game actually, 16-13 so far, Tennessee. So what do you think about the games going on? I mean, who do you think is going to win these two games that are still tied, or, well, they're going on right now? One's not a 2-0 lead by Detroit, the other one. What do you think about the series between Baltimore and New York? We talked about last night and how they decided to pinch in A-Rod to go with the Bañez, and it seemed like the smartest move ever made.
Oh yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that. And also, that little 12th run home run broke Baltimore's streak of 16 straight games they won when it went to extra innings. So I love it. We're just knocking them down one by one.
Well, yeah, we only have half an hour, so I don't think we're going to use the stat of the week. But if I had a stat of the week, it would be that they haven't lost a walk off hit this year. I believe that was the first time since like 1920 or something ridiculous. But not 162 games, they didn't lose one game with the walk-off hit. So that's crazy. And yet they did that last night. So we'll see how that one finishes out. I know you're a Yankees fan. Me personally, I just, you know, I like to root for the little guys, Baltimore, the Athletics, you know. I mean, Yankees are always in it. They always have all the money. I mean, you know, obviously there's good moves involved, but just like to see some new faces in there. So, me personally, I would like to see Baltimore get in there and win it, but we'll see how it is.
Well, I'd like to see Oakland get in it too, you know. I like the small ball, you know, the Billy Bean, you know, theory. So, I'm rooting for Oakland and like the small team and the other one, but, you know, I can't go against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, it takes for what it is. If the Yankees win it, you know, I'm happy for you. But, yeah, no, for real, if I had to choose one team to win it all, I'd choose the A's. For anybody that's seen Moneyball, would definitely root for the A's. Low market team, I think their payroll's $59 million, so it's crazy what they're doing. But they are facing Justin Verlander today, possibly the best pitcher in baseball. So they're going to have to work hard. They came back yesterday. Speaking of the games going on, a lot of walk-off hits. Like I mentioned, Ibañez last night coming in the ninth inning, pinch hitting for A-Rod. A-Rod, one of the best players in baseball, but he's just not producing in the playoffs. And obviously the coach, Joe Girardi, realizes that. So he decided to pinch hit for him. Pinch hit home run. And then the next time Ibañez came up to the plate, I believe in the 12th or 13th inning, he hit another home run to walk off. So just a crazy scenario there. And then I think, well, I don't want to say crazier, but for me, I just, because it's the A's, another elimination game in game four, scoring two runs off the closer in the ninth inning, and then an additional run to win it in the same inning. They scored three runs total. Coco Crisp with the two-out RBI single. So great for them. And hopefully they can take the momentum and score a couple runs and possibly win this game today. And speaking of today, we had another walk-off hit with Jason Worth. He had a walk-off home run in the ninth inning. So we got to love playoff baseball. I don't care, but it's a little slow. I mean, you watch football, you start watching baseball, but it's very dramatic and a lot of emotions in these home parks. So we'll see how these games end. The Yankees game might end during the show, so we'll try to get you updated on that. How about just random news? Michael Vick confirms he is now a dog owner. I guess he's, I don't know, are you at all concerned for the dogs?
I love it that he's got a dog again. I mean, the one thing he should stay away from at this point and to keep the controversy away from him. But maybe, you know, talking about dogs will keep people from talking about his play on the field right now because he's not, they're not a picture-perfect team right now. So maybe
yeah,
he needs something to get to talk about.
I know. The biggest issue for Michael Vick is not him owning a dog. It's him holding onto the football. But they're finding a way to win their games. They're now 3-2. And they got a game. They should win at home against the Lions this week. But, you know, the Lions are also a good team, even though they're struggling. So we'll see what they can do against it's not even a good defense. So we'll see if Michael Vick can hold on to the ball against a semi-defense, you know. So talk about NBA a little bit. Dwight Howard saying he just felt dead last year. And I guess, you know, he knew that nothing was going to happen. I guess he's energized. We do have NBA preseason going on right now. He didn't play two games. I think they're 1-1 now. They played in China today, I believe. So we'll get into that
in Shanghai.
Shanghai. Cool. Yeah, we'll get into that just a little bit. Just a couple last couple news. Big news, number 2 FSU upset last week. 16-0 start to the in the first half. They were up 16-0, and then they got outscored 17-0. Huge drive from NC State. A couple fourth down conversions, and then score with about 10 seconds left to beat the Noles. The Noles are now out of contention for a potential, championship. So another year and another failed attempt. But it's hard to call it football. You have to pretty much go perfect. And it's the only sport where you have to be perfect to succeed. But we'll see. It's probably going to be in the SEC year this year. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll talk about more about that after the top news. Also, we got a little NFL for you guys today. We're not going to go through all my power rankings and all that stuff. We're just going to go through all the games and just take our picks. So we'll debate those. And also the MLB, we'll get more into the games and the series towards the end of the show. And with that, just going to move on to top news. To the NCAA really quickly. Let's talk about the rankings real quick. So it did shift a little bit. Alabama, number 1, and Oregon, number 2. Now, South Carolina is number 3 after beating LSU, after beating Georgia, and then Florida moves to number 4 after beating LSU, and West Virginia all the way up to number 5 with their high-powered offense. At number 6, you have Kansas State. Number 7, Notre Dame. They haven't been this high in a while. Number 8, Ohio State. They demolished Nebraska last week. LSU drops to number 9. Oregon State up to number 10. USC 11. Florida State drops all the way to number 12. Oklahoma's at number 13. Georgia drops to number 14. Texas at number 15. Clemson, number 16. Stanford at number 17. They have a big game against Notre Dame this week. Louisville's number 18. Mississippi State, number 19. They're undefeated. Louisville's undefeated as well. Rutgers undefeated. They're at number 20. Cincinnati's 4-0. They're number 21. Texas A&M is number 22. Louisiana Tech, 5-0, is number 23. Boise State 4-1, they're number 24, and Michigan at 3-2 is at number 25. who do you think is going to win the, I mean, if you had to pick one team that's probably going to win the title this series, who do you feel is going to win it?
The way everything goes, I mean, I'm not, college football, it's up and down. I mean, and the problem is, you know, that you drop a rank here, you drop a rank there, you end up not being in the right bowl game. With the system the way it is, it's anybody's game. I mean, you've got, you know, your strong teams that are 1, 2, 3, and 4. Florida is like a team that could be could upset almost anybody at any time. And you never know, they could go all the way if they could, you know, the Ohio State or the Dynamics. You know, I always, college football, I don't like to make the deal. Let me hear what you got to say, you know. Give me a quick note to really take this one off.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it should be Alabama versus Oregon. Alabama would pretty much have to lose a game for them to be out of the first spot. Will Oregon, my thought about Oregon is, are they securely in the number 2 spot with their confidence? I mean, they don't play anybody. South Carolina and Florida, I mean, they got to play each other. So one of those teams, if they do go undefeated, how do they not jump over Oregon? I think that'll probably happen. I can see a double SEC matchup like we just saw last year at LSU and Alabama. So I would probably go with my weird take. I'm going to go with South Carolina. I think might win it all. But keep an eye out for West Virginia as well with their offense and Geno Smith. That could be that's my potential. If none of these teams go undefeated, West Virginia is my pick.
That's what I was getting at, is that with Florida and Carolina, they can't both go undefeated. And Oregon, like
right.
You said, the division that, you know, if they go undefeated, yes, if they lose the game, they'll drop so fast because of the teams they play. Bama's the only one that, you know, even if they get a loss, they're going to stay at the top. So, you know, I mean, Florida has to go all the way undefeated, so does West Virginia. Any of them take a loss, still got Bama at the top. So you're going to have Bama playing somebody probably for the national championship. I hope Florida, you know, I'd like to see one of our Florida teams make it up there, even though I'm not a Gator fan. If they are the team that is the best of the Florida teams, I'd like to see them go all the way.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm rooting for Florida. I was rooting for Florida State before. I'd like to see Florida back on top. I don't really care too much, but, I mean, I choose the Florida team out of anybody. So we'll really quickly just go into the scores, schedule, excuse me, for this week. See the big games going on. One game on today, unimportant, Sun Belt matchup, Western Kentucky and Troy. Western Kentucky winning 31-26. Tomorrow, a couple games, nothing big. Going into Saturday, I mean, number Louisville, 18 Louisville's at Pittsburgh. Number 6, Kansas State at Iowa State. 15, Texas versus number 13, Oklahoma. Alabama, number 1, at Missouri. You never know on the road what's going to happen. West Virginia's at Texas Tech. That'll be a tough game. But I think West Virginia is definitely going to roll. Number 17, Stanford at Notre Dame. It's going to test Notre Dame, see if they're a real team. I think they are. I think it should be a big win for them. Number 10, Oregon State is at BYU. Fresno State at Boise State. Fresno State was ranked. They dropped with some injuries. They lost last week. And the USC is at Washington. The big game, I think, would be number 3, South Carolina, at number 9, LSU. Last week, LSU was ranked higher, and now they dropped with the loss at Florida, so it's still a big SEC matchup here, anybody's game. Ohio State, number 8, plays at Indiana. And then this is a ranked matchup, I guess, number 22, Texas A&M, at 23, Louisiana Tech. So not as action-packed as last week, but still got a big schedule this week. With that, I guess we're moving on to Hootie's Corner. What do you got to talk about today, Hootie?
Well, I just want to drop in real quick. NASCAR, just a real quick note. This week's race was at Talladega. Matt Kenseth won the race because it was a 25-car pileup in the last lap. He came out of nowhere to avoid this pileup and end up winning the race. A lot of people's favorite, Tony Stewart, ended up finishing the race upside down due to the crash. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. ended up with his second concussion of the season and won't race for the next 2 races, so his chances of winning the Cup are out. Just to get off of that real quick, well, let me get you quick with the standings. Keselowski's in first, Jimmy Johnson second in the race, Denny Hamlin Then Casey Kane. Number five is Clint Bowyer. Jeff Gordon's right behind them. And number six, Tony Stewart's still in it with number seven. You have Truex Jr. at eight, Craig Biffle at nine, Kevin Harvick at 10, Dale Earnhardt was at 11, but won't be racing next race, so he's pretty much out. And Matt Kenseth, who won the race, but didn't really come to win until the end, didn't really get many points, he's at number 12. So that's NASCAR. Jumping over to the WNBA, Catchings and her Indiana Fever beat Connecticut today, 87-71, to advance to the finals against Minnesota. So the WNBA final starts Sunday at 8:30 p.m. on ESPN2. So I guess Minnesota may just take it, like you were saying, at the beginning of the
I was about to say, yeah, my picks are pretty solid. I know the Wings are going to win some games.
And after that, the other thing at the end of my corner, which can go into the next segment here, is about the WNBA, about the NBA itself and all the games today. I mean, the Heat did play in Shanghai today, and LeBron scored 20. And a 7:30 a.m. game in China, 7:30 our time. The game was in China against the Clippers. They beat the Clippers 94-80 with LeBron scoring 20, Blake Griffin being the high scorer for the Clippers. And Ray Allen, our new acquisition, had 15 points, four of them were three-pointers. And both teams play again this Sunday in Shanghai instead of Beijing. I believe they were Beijing today, Shanghai on Sunday. Anything about the your Heat? Wade was horrible. I believe he's like 2-for-9 in shooting his five points, but he was not doing good stuff. And I know that's your team.
Nothing. I mean, this is nothing. This is a game in Shanghai preseason. If they won by 100, I wouldn't think anything of it. I'm just excited for the Heat season to start up. The Marlins, they're my team. They kind of let me down this year. So I'll be kind of looking forward to the Heat, of course, the champions. But just quick thought on the Dolphins. I'm actually looking forward to watching them play. They've actually won some good last week against a good team. So, but even with that, I mean, I'm excited to have the Heat back and start winning some games. Obviously, got a lot of Lakers fans, a lot of friends that are Lakers fans, and looks like it'd be a really fun year. So, I'm pretty psyched to see how the whole season goes down, and I'm kind of predicting a pretty big finals this year. So we'll see how everything works out.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I was just happy to see in today's game and the highlights and everything that Ray Allen dropped, four three-pointers, a big contributor in the game. Though Wade struggled, you still had Ray Allen to back up, to put in some points to help LeBron out. So I like to see that they made the acquisition of Ray Allen. A lot of people, are talking bad about it, and it seems to be working out so far in this first game. So I hope that he can, contribute to this team and be what they wanted him to be.
Yeah, for sure. I think he will. I mean, he'll be wide open all the time, so I don't think there's any problem with him. We just seem to knock down threes. I think he's clearly, he does hit threes, but I wouldn't say that anyone's, automatic all the time, so I think Ray Allen will bring that. And it's just going to add a lot of scoring and a lot of clutchness, too. I think that's always been a problem for the Heat a little bit. Ray Allen's fine.
Yep.
I think it's another weapon, so. It's a good pickup. Even though I know it is Rams, whatever, but he's not a Celtic anymore as a Heat, so I guess I like him.
Yeah, that's okay. And the rest of our games were played in the States today. The Knicks faced off against Washington in Washington. The Knicks won 108-101. So the Knicks, Novak was the number one scorer with 21 points, and for the Wizards, Crawford had 17. Philadelphia played in Orlando today. Orlando, without Dwight Howard now. And the Sixers beat the Magic 102-95. Holiday being the number one scorer for the Sixers with 27 points, and Davis for the Magic with 16 points and 12 rebounds. So the Magic, they need to prove themselves. Now that Dwight's not there, he's gone. Hopefully, what this trade works out for them. I think it was getting rid of Dwight Howard or letting him get away. I think they're on a rebuilding team right now. The last game, New Orleans played Charlotte today. And in Charlotte, final score was 90-87. Roberts had 16 points for the Hornets. And the Bobcats had ties for both their scoring and their rebounds.
And it's not even listed here. ESPN, I'll have to look at it for you in a second. It doesn't say who scored 15-15 up here. Just says 5. But we also have one game going on right now, and it's the odd game. Golden State is playing Maccabi Haifa, which is a team from the Israeli Super League. And they're playing one of the games that's making me laugh, Maccabi Haifa. But Maccabi Haifa does hold two players who did play in the NBA. They have Donta Smith, who was a second-round draft pick in the 2004 draft by the Hawks, played for 3 seasons and averaged 3.3 points a game, and then went overseas, and now he's playing there. And they also have James Thomas, who was drafted also in 2004, was a Developmental League Player of the Year in 2004, and played for Portland, Atlanta, Philly, and Chicago after that in 2004, going overseas. And currently, Haifa, or Maccabi Haifa, is winning 35-29 at the halftime. So Golden State Warriors are actually losing to the Israeli Super League team.
Hey, maybe they're really good. I don't know. It raises a lot of questions, I guess.
They are the best in the Israeli Super League, supposedly. They are the best team over there. So I guess the Super League is really super.
Yeah, for real. All right. And, well, we got about 9 minutes left. We talk a little bit quickly about football. Steelers currently leading the Titans 23-16. Houston with the ball with about 7:30 left. And let's talk about the games coming up. Really quickly, I mean, we could debate the Raiders and Falcons, but I think even you would probably pick the Falcons in this one. They're undefeated, and the Raiders have struggled, and it's in Atlanta. It should be a blowout.
Definitely.
You agree?
I agree with you. Definitely.
All right. I want to give you a fair opinion. Bengals and Browns. I'm actually going to pick the Browns in this one. I think they've showed some their own five, but they're at home. Bengals just lost. I just think the Browns are going to at least going to win one of these times, and I think they would. Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon, I like them this week. I'm going to pick the Browns.
I actually am going to go with you on this one. Even though, you know, they haven't had a win, they're at home. And Cincy and Cleveland, I'll go with the Browns on this one. I'll pick them for this. Yeah.
Next week, we got Rams and Dolphins. Go ahead.
I was just about to say, the next game you're going to talk about is the Rams and the Dolphins. And I know you're pumped about your Dolphins. And I really think they actually can win this one. The Rams are struggling. They're not the team that I thought they were going to be this year. So I was going to pick the Dolphins before you pick them.
Well, the Rams aren't struggling, really. I mean, they won last week against the undefeated Cardinals 17-3. Their defense had 9 sacks. I mean, nobody really expected them to have a great season. They did lose Amendola. He's not going to play this week. But the Dolphins are at home, first and foremost. They're only 2-3. That was the 3 losses. I mean, one was at Arizona. They were undefeated, and they should have won. They just lost in overtime by a field goal. The other loss was at home against the Jets in overtime again. They should have won that game. And then the other loss was at Houston, who's probably the best team in football. The Dolphins, they're a new team, like everybody else, really. So they just look really good, and I like Tannehill, and I just think they're going to win. I don't know. At home, definitely. If they were at Rams, yeah, I think – I'd probably still pick the Dolphins only because of their impressive victory last week, but I think for sure they're going to win at home. Moving on to your team, the Colts and the Jets. I don't know about this one. I'm picking the Colts only because of what I saw last week. I mean, the Jets, I know they actually showed some life, even though they lost by 6, but the Colts showed a lot of life, and beating the Packers. Colts are a young team. It's getting better, just like the Dolphins. I'm just going to pick it up. I got to pick a couple upsets. There's no way every, you know, favorite team is going to win. The Colts are going to win by 2.
I have to agree with you on this one. It breaks my heart. Even, you know, with the Jets being at home. But they're 1-2 at home already. And like you said, the way the Colts dealt with Pack,
Andrew Luck, Sanchez struggling, and then them not knowing what to do. I mean, all the gaffes on offense when they threw in Tebow and had Sanchez and Tebow in at the same time, wasting timeouts because of it. It's just too much confusion. They haven't got, they haven't figured out how to use Tebow in this offense yet, and it's not working. So I don't think they're going to win this one. Let's move on to the Eagles and the Lions there.
I mean, either way, I'm picking the Eagles because the Lions are struggling really badly, and Eagles 2-0 at home. I like the Eagles in this one. But it wouldn't surprise me if they win.
If Vic holds on to the ball, I'll pick the Eagles too. I think.
Chiefs at Buccaneers. Chiefs looked kind of impressive last week. Buccaneers, I found them to look impressive all year. If they're able to win games, I have the Bucs winning at home.
I would take the Bucs at home too, only because they're at home. If they were away, I would choose the Chiefs.
Honestly. Jamal Charles is incredible. One of the best backs in the league, actually. He's had a huge monster games. He had 230-something yard game earlier, and then last week he had over 100 yards in the first half. Scary team, but the Bucs have had really, really close losses. So, yeah, I picked the Bucs too.
You got Martin as their leader for rushing at 71 carries and 247 yards. I mean, he's got half the yards that Charles has. So, if it comes down to the rushing game, KC has it. Like I said, the only reason why I'm picking the Bucs is home for the damage.
Cowboys at Ravens. I could go either way, but I'm picking the Ravens at home. Cowboys really haven't showed me anything yet. Ravens haven't played great every game, but they're 3-0 at home, and they have a pretty good team, I see. They're getting younger, and I like Ray Rice, Torrey Smith, Flacco. I got the Ravens by probably about 8 points.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, Brown. Flacco with 1,456 yards, 7 touchdowns this year. He's looking pretty good. So I would pick the Ravens and definitely, give them a touchdown or so because they're all at home and they're undefeated at home so far. 3-0 at home. They're going to win this one.
Bills at Cardinals. I got to pick the Cards. Bills just kind of struggling. It could be a close game. I mean, I'm not totally sold on the Cardinals, but 3-0 at home. They should get this one. It might be a close game, but the Bills have been blowing a couple games this year. I know it was to the 49ers and the Packers. Not the Packers, Patriots, but I have the Cardinals winning at home. Could be a close game, though.
Yeah. I would agree with you there. Fitzpatrick has 12 touchdowns this year. But the Cardinals at home undefeated. Cobb, 7 touchdowns, 1,000 yards already. I mean, as far as yardage, both quarterbacks are about even. But Arizona shouldn't lose at home. And 4-1 and 3-0 at home, I think I'm over the Bills. Close game, though.
All right. Patriots at Seahawks. The Patriots are just on a mission right now. They're getting really good. Running back Ridley's had a great year so far. Brady, I think, has been the best quarterback so far. I'm going to pick the Patriots in this one over the Seahawks. Shouldn't be a close game.
Yep, I'd say Brady also with 1,450 yards passing and I believe 8 touchdowns so far. Ridley, like you said, he's breaking out for a touchdown so far, 490 yards so far. And, I never bet against Wes Welker and need a matchup like this. I mean, the guy is great,
Ridley was nearly 500 yards rushing. Welker right there, too. I mean, you got a guy like Wes Welker, and they're getting him in the offense. There's nothing that's going to stop them.
Exactly.
The Giants at Niners, this is a hard game to pick, to be honest with you. I'm picking the Niners. Because they're at home, they're not the best team, but they're right there. No, I just Giants can win this one. I would never bet this game. It could be an upset. You know how Eli Manning kind of chooses how he wants to win games, but I'm picking the Niners to win.
I'm choosing the Niners to win because they're 2-0 at home so far, and I believe Hakeem Nicks may still not play in this game. So they're one short at the receiving core. Which they can still win. I mean, Victor Cruz is 5 touchdowns and 438 yards receiving. And Manning, oddly enough, he's got the second most passing yards in the NFL, 1,579 and 10 touchdowns. So he can come through, but he's one short of the receiver. Niners 4-1-2 at home. You know, I'll choose the Niners.
I mean, if Manning and the offense wants to win the game, they'll win the game. But it's just a tough environment to play, and they haven't shown. I mean, just based on last week, and which they did win that one, but even against the Eagles, I don't think they're going to come out perfect. If they do, it's a close game. But moving on, Vikings Redskins. I have the Vikings in this one. I like the Vikings. Peterson's done more than I could imagine. Christian Ponder's turned into a pretty good quarterback. And Vikings look like a solid team. They're 4-1, and I think they're going to win big, even if Griffin is healthy, which I think Griffin will play. But I still have the Vikings winning.
I think Griffin is going to come back and have an excellent game, but I don't think it's going to be enough. Like you said, I'm impressed with the way Ponder has come out this year. I was always iffy on him. I mean, like, ever since he left college, I've been like, I don't know if this is really the man that they should put their, you know, their future on. But, you know, AP's got 420 yards, 2 touchdowns, not enough touchdowns for me, but, you know, I think they can win this one. If Griffin III is going to put up a good show, but I think he's going to be, you know, they're just going to outlast them. Even though the Redskins are at home, they're 0-2 at home, so that really doesn't seem to make a difference. So I'll pick the Vikings.
All right, me too. And Packers at Texans. I mean, I just boiled down to the Texans are at home, so I think they win. It doesn't matter who they're playing. I mean, you never know when Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and try to have a good game, but the whole offense is struggling. I mean, everybody's kind of taking the Packers and saying that they're 2-3. They really did win against the Seahawks. The other loss was against the Niners, which anybody can lose to them. And another loss was last week when they shouldn't have lost. They were up by 20 points, and that was a loss I put on them for sure. But Texans at home, 5-0. There's no way they beat them. I got Texans.
I got the Texans on this one. They're at home. They're 2-0 at home. They're undefeated for the season. Back up, coming off a tough loss. And also, when you match up the running game in this, you know, Foster with 532 yards and 5 touchdowns is the leading rusher for Houston. And then you look at Green Bay is struggling with the run, with Benson as their leading rusher with 248 yards and only 1 touchdown. If they don't get their rushing game going, their passing game's not going to go, so... I will take.
Well, they don't have Benson this week, anyways. They're gonna have rookie AJ or Green in there, and one other guy. But Benson's not gonna play either way, so it's gonna be a tough game.
And if he was their number one rusher coming into this game, and he's not playing, I think they're gonna struggle this game. Rodgers has got to put in. He's gonna have to put on his double A plus plus game, but they're gonna pull this one out. No defense has to be number one in the NFL to stop a team like Houston. He's 5-0.
For sure. Last one, Broncos Chargers. It's a toss-up to me, but I'm picking the Chargers at home. They're actually a pretty good team this year. I mean, it could go either way. I just think the Chargers' offense will outdo the Broncos' defense.
Chargers at home. I like them. Phillip Rivers, great quarterback, 8 touchdowns. But this is always a good rivalry here, Broncos Chargers. And I think with Manning at the helm, he's shocking me with 11 touchdowns. I didn't think he would come back and have this many yards and this many touchdowns this early in the season. I thought, you know, it was going to take a while for him to jumpstart with this offense. You know, they're 2-3, but he's putting up some numbers, and, you know, they're clicking a little bit. So I think they might just, because of the rivalry, they might just be able to come through in San Diego and win this one. So I'm going to pick Manning and the Broncos.
All right, yeah, it's a solid take, man. I mean, they're getting better, too, so we'll see how that works. We're a little over our time. It's no problem. We still have some recording left. We'll talk last thing just real quickly. We'll get into the baseball real quickly. There was 4 series going on. San Francisco, Cincinnati was one of the series that ended today. Looking strong. Cincinnati should have won game 3 at home. Homer Bailey had pretty much a no-hitter through, like, 7 or 8 innings. And San Fran just held on, got a run, manufactured 2 runs without even having an RBI, a hit for an RBI. And they won that game, won game 4, and then with the help of Buster Posey's grand slam, they won game 5. So the Reds are eliminated. They move on. The other series in the National League, St. Louis at Washington. St. Louis is kind of showing them, you know, hey, we're the guys, we're the champions. We've been here. We don't care who you guys are. They're the road team. So it's been a very, very close series. It is now tied 2-2 after another close game. But Washington, like I said, good pitching and a walk-off home run. By words, their series is tied 2-2. I believe game 5 should be tomorrow. I'm highly assuming.
Yeah, game 5, tomorrow Friday, yeah. St. Louis to Washington, 8:37 p.m. on TBS.
Okay.
Wainwright pitching versus Gonzalez.
As what?
Wainwright is pitching versus Gonzalez.
I favor Washington with Gonzalez, but I mean, St. Louis is a very, very gritty team. That's why they won last year. So we'll see. We'll see what, I mean, it's going to be Gio Gonzalez versus, you know, the confidence of the entire St. Louis team. So we'll see who wins that battle. I mean, Gio's a good pitcher. You got to respect him. The last two games we got on the AL, Detroit, Oakland. This game 5 right now, Detroit winning the first two. Oakland getting the next two. It's been all Detroit, but Oakland's managing some games here. Game 5 is in the top of the 7th. Detroit up 2-0. And we'll see if Oakland can survive. They're playing good. They're only holding them to 2 runs. I know Detroit has a really good lineup, but they have good pitching too, and then it's overpowering them right now. But I feel some Oakland magic, so we'll see. We'll see if they can get that win today. Whoever wins does advance to the ALCS to face either Baltimore or New York. Baltimore, New York is still tied 1-1 on TNT. It is top of the 12th. I believe it's a man on, man out.
Yep, and, man on, man out. Oh, man on two outs. Man on two outs.
Even better for you. Not for me. But anyways, if the Yankees win, they do advance to play either the Nationals or the Cardinals. I'm sorry. The Detroit Tigers or the Oakland Athletics, whoever wins that today. Baltimore wins. They have one more game tomorrow, so we'll see what happens with that. And really quickly, I didn't think about this, but what are your predictions? Who plays in the World Series? NL does have a home field advantage. Who goes to the World Series? Who wins the World Series? I'm going to go with San Francisco versus probably the Yankees. And I got to pick the Yankees in this one. I think they're going to win the whole thing. But I don't want that to happen. What are your thoughts?
I am going to go with the Nationals. They've come too far not to make it. I mean, the Cardinals are a gritty team, and that's how they made it last year. But I think this National team is driven this year. They have one of the best records in baseball. Even though they're, you know, without their star pitcher, their pitching is still great. I think it comes down to them versus the Yankees. I think in Dallas, they'll hold them off tomorrow. They'll make it there. They'll make it through San Francisco. And then when it comes down to it, I think my Yankees are going to face the Nationals just because experience. Yankees have been there before. Nationals first time. They're getting up there with this team. Not too many people have been there before. The Yankees will take it in 6.
I will challenge. All right. That is just the fact that you said it. I mean, I obviously pick the Yankees too. But don't forget, the Yankees have gone against some teams that are young, the Diamondbacks, the Marlins. And it's been the other team that's kind of came in. And we'll see. I mean, baseball is really interesting. It's really tough to predict. I mean, it's hard for me to root for them. If they get to the World Series against the Giants, I'll be rooting for the Giants, but not the Giants, 49ers. Oh, what am I talking about? The Giants. We got the Giants at the 49ers this week. Right.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But Yankees, just up and down. They don't call them the Bronx Bombers for nothing. So.
Yeah.
That's
why I chose 6 games, because I think it's going to come down to the Nationals. They're going to show the Yankees, you know, that their youth is there, and the Yankees are going to come back and with the experience, just edge them in the 6th game, and it'll be over in 6, not 5, not a sweep in 4. It'll go 6 at least, you know, because of that. They're a young team. The Yankees will start to lose against this young team, and all of a sudden, they'll kick in.
Well, we will talk about this next Thursday, and we'll have some new predictions. Maybe we'll have new things to talk about, because there'll be some teams that will be eliminated. So make sure you join us next Thursday night for another edition of the Sumo Sports Wrap. And join me Sunday morning for another edition of the Sumo's NFL Pregame Show. with that,
we will have Tony join us from the former Gator on the national championship team and roommate Tim Tebow. He should be joining us next Thursday on the show.
All right, look forward to that. There's still some games going on. Just really quickly, the Steelers are tied, but they are driving down the field with a minute 40 left in Tennessee territory, so they look like they're probably going to score a field goal here at the end of the game, I'm assuming. But keep an eye on that. We still have a couple of baseball games going on, so see how it unfolds and who advances. So with that, we'll talk about it next week, and thanks for joining me, Hootie, and good luck to all your playoff teams out there.
Good luck to everybody. Have a good night.
Later.